And we're back on this Wednesday, March the 18th, 2020. 15 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning. And I think momentarily we are going to get a call here from Michelle Whitaker, who is the owner of Stewart's Root Beer. Michelle was in Monday, and Monday morning, and was talking about how Stewart's would remain open even though restaurants are now carry out only. There is no longer dining inside. I don't know, has this hurt the restaurants? I passed by Bob Evans the other night and Perkins and Denny's, and it certainly looked like business was not exactly what it had been. Are people going outside? I don't know. I don't know if this has bothered people to that degree yet. It's kind of hard to tell. I don't know. I know that the gyms have obviously closed since then. The gyms are gone. The movie theaters are gone. Stores are adjusting their hours. I think every daycare in Marion is closed but one. The public schools are closed. The colleges are closed. The city offices are adjusting their hours, as you can hear on the news. It's a very interesting time, to say the least. So hopefully we will hear from Michelle here in a moment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, we're trying to have fun and still talk about things that are fun, because the truth of the matter is, everybody is bombarded with coronavirus news every moment of every day. We get a press conference every day at 2 from the governor. The president is doing press conferences. People within the president's realm are doing press conferences. So it just continues on and on and on and on and on. And sometimes I think we can be oversaturated. As I was talking with Mary Ellen Withrow yesterday, she talked about how she's been watching the Home and Garden channel because it's just overwhelming at this point to constantly talk about the coronavirus. I think we have to get the news out. I think we have to say what needs to be said, but I don't know that we have to talk about it every minute of every day. I think that's the difference. But that's how it goes. But again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I don't know what happened to Michelle. I thought she was going to call in after the break here. And it's hard to tell. We were having a conversation last hour about people's colorful vernacular, their colorful language, and we won't get back into that, but Abby and Michelle have a little bit of colorful language. Now, I have to say, I have not heard Michelle have a whole lot of colorful language, but Abby, oh yeah, colorful language galore. And even into the podcast last week. And again, if you want to listen to those podcasts, just go to YouTube and search Paper Rings Podcast, and you will hear the whole thing in its entirety. Also, if you have anything to say in regard to anything going on right now, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, coming up today here on this station, the Charlie Evers Show will follow this show, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m. tonight. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will take the air tonight from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And I know a lot of people are not going to church services, so this is something you might want to do. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how colorful was that language? Pretty bad.
Well, on the air last, that wasn't on the air, I guess it was on the podcast. On the podcast, the word she used, I was talking about Titsworth Dormitory. And she shortened it up a little bit, so you can guess what that word was.
Oh, yeah. Little lady's got quite an imagination there.
Oh, and the other words that she has used, if you can think of the worst profanity that you can use, She's probably used that and more.
Boy, it sounds like to me she could really get her point across in a big hurry there.
Well, she's from Kentucky. And, you know, when people are from... Nothing wrong with people from Kentucky. I like them. But Kentucky has a little more colorful vernacular than we do here in Ohio.
I kind of watch out there because she might be at a point there where she might be able to take you out, kind of take you behind the woodshed, and you, if you know what I mean there.
Well, you know, she's threatened in so many... I think the term is beat somebody up, but that's not the term that she uses because she uses the colorful language. And I think she's threatened me with that several times. Now, it hasn't come to that point yet. But I don't know. You know, you never know. She's from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So it's probably best to be on her good side at all times.
Well, I try to be. As long as she keeps bringing pops and pretzels, her and I will be okay.
But it's pretty fun to nudge them a little bit just to get them going, though.
It doesn't take much.
Wow.
No, not at all.
Okay, Scott. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines again are open here, 22 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. You know, I get these messages on Facebook, on Messenger, during the course of this show. And as I say, we're trying to have fun during this thing because it is a little high energy at this particular point, high anxiety. So let's have some fun. Let's, you know, do the best we can with what we have here. But, you know, Abby gets angry when I say she's from Kentucky, and I'm not really sure why. I mean, she certainly has Kentucky roots, or as I always say, as they say in Kentucky, roots. She's got those Kentucky roots. I don't know why this is such a bad thing to say. You should be proud of where you come from. And if it gives you a colorful vernacular, hey, how's it going? This is much better. We'll just do it live here. Joined in studio. You're out of breath. Did you run up the steps? Why don't you take the elevator?
Because it takes 3 times longer to take the elevator.
3 times longer to take the elevator. No, it doesn't. The elevator comes up nice and quick. You're on your way to work. That's nice. I'm glad you're stopping this morning. All right here. Let's get the right microphone turned up. Oh, man. Here we go. There we go. I got it on. Oh, we'll put that there. All right. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going good.
You know, I think this is the first time you've been in here alone for a period of time.
I came Monday.
Well, you were here Monday, but we only had like 15 minutes. And then I had to go to Kreskin.
Well, I only have like... so many minutes today, too.
What are the minutes so I know? So I
at least 30.
Oh, you have 30. Okay, yeah, well, then we've got plenty of time.
I make my own curfew to be at work.
Well, and this is the important thing we're talking about now. How is work going?
It's pretty much normal, honestly. Like, maybe a tad bit slower, but nothing too, like, not much of an impact. We're still pretty busy.
Really?
Yeah.
So no big impact.
Yeah, but the weather hasn't been that nice either. I mean, it was kind of rainy, overcast the past 2 days. So that makes an impact too. So it's hard to tell if it's the weather or this making the impact because Monday's kind of, you know, it's a slow day anyway in the food industry.
Well, it's interesting because I drove down, I live on at the end of 95, so I drive down it every day, and I don't see a lot of cars at Bob Evans or Perkins or Denny's.
Oh, no one's at Denny's. Like, I didn't
see anyone. But normally there are.
Oh, it's always full of Denny's. And I didn't see one car in the parking lot yesterday.
And I heard one of the cooks at Perkins talking about how it's not what it normally is. It's a skeleton crew and
yeah,
so on.
It would definitely be... if like, Perkins is a huge eat-in breakfast place. You know, people want to go there, get their cup of coffee, sit there, enjoy breakfast. Yeah, I'm sure that's making a big impact. We are... not. We are, I mean, really, for lunch primarily, we're on the go. People come, people go. Oh, gosh, who's that?
Oh, look at this. Now, how about that? Are you just in the neighborhood?
We're all in the neighborhood.
We're all in the neighborhood. It's one of those things right now with the coronavirus going on. Now, you're going to keep your language to a minimum today, aren't you? I mean, those words you were saying this morning on Messenger, you can't say those things.
Michelle and I had the same
word. We're 6 feet from Scott. We're okay to
Oh, my goodness. So how's it going? It's an unprecedented thing right now. How's it just going in general? Because we don't see each other right now because we're not going to work. It's different.
Well, I mean, even though the restaurant, everything's pretty much the same. Going to the store is not fun for me for the restaurant. I can't find things I actually really need for the restaurant.
What's no bread?
There's no meat. There was no
hamburger. You know, the meat is going. I can't believe it.
You all aren't going to get your coney sauce because I can't find meat. No onions, no meat, no brown sugar, no regular sugar, hardly any powdered sugar, no butter. I just bought, there were no eggs at Kroger yesterday, and I went somewhere. I'm not going to name the store because... It's a safe place right now.
Don't go there because that's where they still have eggs.
Yeah.
There was a store
and
in town.
And I got eggs.
There was a store in town that still had toilet paper.
Oh, I stumbled upon toilet paper at the same store.
And I did not want to mention it because I thought people will run over there and go crazy.
Don't you dare mention
where it is.
Store I probably go to.
Yeah, I know I know that store. But you know, I went out the other night and it was weird. Monday night. Had to go to just a normal trip to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Now, I was able to find cottage cheese because it was slid way back up under the thing. I just don't think anybody bent over and looked. So I was able to find that. I was able to find whipped cream, still seems to be there.
Yes.
But I could not find anything meat-wise that I would normally eat, so I had to buy sausage, which I'm not a big sausage person, but I had to go that route.
I'm telling you, even like Kroger iced tea in the gallon jugs, gone. Gone. I'm like, what? You're killing me. They're killing me.
Well, it's too much. It's too much. People are buying too much, and it's causing there's no restockage.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had anybody complain. One lady complained yesterday about the tray. Not having a tray was a pain. And I said, well, did you tell her to take it up with the governor?
That's the way it is right now. Well, he's starting to get some flack.
Well, also it would take with someone or her to get sick and say, we offered a tray and, you know, or someone take a picture and then I'm not paying the fine for that or whatever it may be. I don't know what.
Is there a fine?
I don't know.
Will the cops come out and throw the cuffs on you?
Do we know if there's a fine?
I don't know anymore. It's very strange, and it's hard to keep your sense of humor in this time, but thank goodness we're able to do it here.
I know. I couldn't sleep last night. I can't sleep.
Well, what are you worried about?
I don't know. When we do shut down.
You think it'll happen? I don't think it'll happen. I really don't.
Really?
No, because I think it's all about connection with people, and I think it's about that 10 people in the room thing. And I think as long as it stays carry out, I don't think they'll totally shut them down, because right now the big fear is the economy.
That's true, too. I don't know.
I don't think they will.
Well, if they're going to, just like prep us and tell us they're going to, and let's get it over with.
So, Abby, did you bring the whole order this morning that I made?
Yes. You scrambled eggs, two sausage patties, and a large Diet Coke.
Listen,
and
to
tell
you.
Them about McDonald's.
It
like
was crazy.
The normalcy.
Oh, of course.
It was a normal McDonald's line.
The line's back.
The line's back to normal?
Took two
Thank
days.
Thank goodness. Well, One see, day. What I had to do, see, I saved my cup yesterday because I just can't even do it yesterday. So now I save my cup every day and I wash it out and then I refill it out there. That's what I do now.
That's really weird.
Why
is that weird?
You refill it where?
Where?
Well, I have sometimes pop out in the refrigerator.
Oh, like here?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What do you mean, like in the streets? No, I don't go into McDonald's and refill the cup.
McDonald's can afford to give you a cup.
Well, but I can't. Sometimes when I'm driving by there in the morning, I know there's no way I can stop because I'll never make it here on time.
It took forever.
This is not one of those jobs that you can show up 15 minutes late for because
teaching,
dead air it.
Right, teaching is... You can't show up late for teaching either.
No, but even teaching I'm a little more lax about. I mean, if I showed up 15 minutes late, it would still go on. If
I was never late when I taught.
No, it would go on. I mean, somebody comes in.
Kids are looking at you like, where are you?
Yeah, but I can't call anybody here and say, hey, start talking for me. It's going to go to dead air.
I think that's what you can do, Michelle. We showed up today. It sounded like you needed us.
No, but I like people when show up. It's going to be a long day today because I don't think Charlie's coming in. So it's going to be me for another 2 hours. So people are going to be sick of the sound of my voice by the time noon rolls around today. So it's going to be interesting. So how are you getting through? Thank you. That's very nice.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Do you miss buying me stuff? Because during the course of our weeks together,
right.
I would always try to squeeze at least 1 or 2 days of stuff out of you.
3 to 4. 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4?
I would say.
No, not
more
3 to 4. No.
Well, today we're not even working together now, and it's already been 2 days this week I've brought you stuff.
Well,
I don't even see you
every
day.
In
a
pandemic,
it's only Wednesday.
Man, we're in a pandemic. It's emergency time.
It's only Wednesday.
Have you learned anything from this? That's what I always wonder. Has anybody learned anything yet? Is there a life lesson to be taught in this unprecedented time?
You know, you keep seeing all these things on social media about how nice people are being, and I definitely experienced that on Sunday when I went shopping for daycare. We have infants, so we have to use bottled water, and I went up there to check out. There was plenty of bottled water at the store where I was at, and she said, "I'm sorry, you can only buy one." And I said, "I am running the only childcare left open in town. We have several infants that we serve. We have to use bottled water. I need more than 1 gallon. We go through about 3 a week." And she's just kept emphatically telling me no. And this gentleman, you know, stepped forward and behind me, and he said, "I'm sorry, do you need those for your babies?" And I said, "Well, they're not personal. You know, I have a daycare and we have these infants." And he said, "I'll buy a water." And his son was standing next to him, and his son said, "Dad, can I get in line behind you and buy our other one?" So, you know, they did that, which was really sweet. So I guess those little nice, you know, kind stories like that, I guess, kind of keep it going.
I don't have any great stories like that, except the fact that yesterday afternoon I had nothing to do. So I changed the oil in the car.
Nothing to
do. Cleaned the bathroom. Well, because, you know, school is closed.
You could come homeschool my kids.
You can go look for hands. We are running. We have, like, itty-bitty amount of hand sanitizer left at Stewart's.
Really?
Because can't find any anywhere. We wash our hands all the time. But every once in a while, the kids that are going out want to come in, get a pump of hand sanitizer.
Can't you do like the old palm olive? Just squeeze it in?
What?
I don't know. I read the only thing that's
Isn't
killing
that
soap? This... That's killing this... What? That's killing this virus is like alcohol, right? This is what it is.
Oh, well then this is your virus.
No.
Okay.
This is
your
thing.
I'm good. But I mean, you know, alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. And that's what they said?
I haven't read that yet.
Well, we heard at daycare, like if you're going to clean surfaces and things and you
alcohol.
Need to put, yeah, like, you know, alcohol.
Like rubbing alcohol?
Well, you probably can't find rubbing alcohol.
You can't.
Right.
But you put alcohol, like pour alcohol in your Clorox wipes and let them soak overnight, and that will then clean the surface. Like Clorox alone, bleach alone isn't killing
this
stuff.
We probably can't find Clorox wipes either.
Thankfully, we do have a stock. We have those that work. We use those.
Well, I have some.
But I mean, yeah, we...
Only because that Tuesday, before the whole thing, for some reason, I had them, like, buy the wipes. Because we normally just... We don't use the wipes. We just use, like, water, bleach. It's good, but...
All I know is I still look at this thing, and whether or not you're erring on the medical side of it or not, it is the strangest thing to see restaurants doing what they're doing, to see gyms doing what they're doing, to see movie theaters.
You know, the gyms, honestly, the smaller gyms, I feel really bad. I know for a fact that it's definitely probably will take a toll on their finances being closed.
Everybody's.
The small ones, though, I already know, like, the struggle anyway, so I was like, oh, no. So, yeah. But a lot of people are doing online now. They're offering online classes, like the smaller gyms are going in, working out, and then having where people can stream. I know you don't work out.
Scott walks. That's
I
that's
do
good.
Every...
Yeah.
Runs when it's not freezing,
so
or
my
like
boys,
ice on the ground.
My boys all work out, and this has been the dilemma. Like, what are we supposed to do at home? How are we going to work out?
Well,
we're like, you guys...
Phase 6, Bryson's going to stream.
Is he?
A workout, and Finding Center, the yoga place downstairs, or downtown, is going to stream.
I just don't buy going someplace and working out in front of people. I think that's a bad move. Plus, I don't like the idea that the machines are all, like, common use. Who needs that?
I think for me, going to the gym, like, forces me to do it. It's not about working out in front of someone else. It's just go. If you have a place to go away from home, I'm more likely to do it at home. I'm just not as likely. I'll go for a walk or do things like that. But as far as, like, sweating and really working out, I can't just do it at home.
Why not?
I don't know. My kids, distractions.
What about like sit-ups?
Like
sit-ups, crunches, push-ups?
Right. This is what we told the kids last night.
You're an 80s workout person here, Scott.
Well, what do you do in the 90s?
We're not in the 90s.
What are you doing the...
Lord have mercy on
this.
Is this the 20s?
Yeah, the 20s.
This is our answer for Scott. He's still stuck somewhere in the 80s or 90s.
I don't know what you do. What do you do?
Well, when I go to the gym, I do like the treadmill, and then I do all the ab workout things, and I do abs, arms, and then I just walk or run.
Who needs that?
Lifting. I mean, lifting...
I just feel better when I work out. That's why I do.
That's a lie.
No,
that is
it's
a lie.
So
people
true.
Say that it's a lie. It's not a lie.
Feel okay, I am an avid. I've worked out forever since I was probably 17, 18, running classes. I'm VHS tape. I've done it all. And I haven't worked out, and you're going to be like, my point is proven because I haven't worked out for about a year.
And you feel better.
No, I don't feel better. My knees hurt.
No, you feel better when you work out.
I literally just renewed my gym membership. Now they're closed, but because I was like, my knees hurt when I get up from sitting.
Well, but that's just old age.
No, but I know the difference. No, I know the difference when I'm working out. My knees don't hurt.
Yeah, but my knees are fine. I don't have any of those issues.
You just live in a bubble.
Maybe, apparently. Since you've never worked out, you don't know the difference. Maybe your knees could feel better.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
But they don't hurt.
Ugh.
Wouldn't they have to hurt?
No, you would just feel good. It would just feel good.
I feel good. Get a good sweat.
Endorphins.
But what if you felt great? You were working out and you like had a little pep to your step.
I'm peppy.
What?
I'm not peppy. What do I have to my step? I'm falling asleep and walking? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm peppy, but I'm extra peppy when I'm working out.
Yeah, it's just a little extra energy, and you do have it.
No, the gyms are bad.
No, I'm trying. I'm trying to help these local gyms out.
No, I. If you want to go to the gym, go to the gym. And if you were going to the gym before this, you can't go now. But do what you can do. I just don't think that the gym was ever a good idea.
It's a great idea.
I think that's. You know what? Here's what I think about gyms. I think they are dating pools, and
that's not at all why I go work out.
Oh, wait a second. That.
I put on my baseball cap, head down,
that's fine.
Headphones in.
Whatever.
Why am I going to go pick somebody up when I'm going to look at my worst and go sweat? Like, that's not even what
I don't know why that works.
I don't want to talk to anybody at the gym.
But apparently that's a thing. I don't understand what that's all about.
That's not my thing. And
well, maybe
that's
a thing with you millennials.
With us millennials. That's right.
He was born in the 80s.
I was. So I'm a millennial.
You know, we're not millennials.
We're not.
You're not millennials. You're old.
We're zennials.
What's a zennial?
Really, we're like
we've explained this.
Generation X and millennials.
We're the generation that grew up with
out technology, but then got kicked into it while we were still young enough to learn
I did that.
We are the people that still went to the library to do our senior research.
I did that.
We had a whole set of encyclopedias at home.
I did that. So you can't say that millennials didn't do that.
No, you had internet last year of high school. Don't let me
last year of high school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, you did.
But we weren't. You didn't use it for anything except like
email,
chat rooms or something.
Email was definitely a thing by that year.
Oregon Trail was like the best thing we had.
Yeah.
What is there here? 1 year? I mean, we're talking about 1 year. Did everything happen
three.
In 1 year?
We're talking
a couple
about 3 years.
It's a couple
3 years.
Years.
Technology can change in
year
3 years.
A year and a half.
3 years. 3 years.
Really?
In high school.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the difference between you and me. It's like a year and a half.
But not in, like, you were younger and Michelle and I were older.
Yeah, a year and a half.
But not grade-wise, right? How many grades older are we?
We're younger for our class. We're three.
Right, we're younger for our class, so.
Good.
3 years ahead of you.
We're younger for our class.
Right, but what I'm saying is that I think that there was a time where there was no internet. I remember that time very well. And senior research project, we had to do with note cards and the whole bit, and you had to go to the library and research it. And
well, yeah, those note
cards.
You
still wrote letters and the whole bit.
The 50 note cards. What?
Right.
I remember sitting there writing all of them the night before.
Science fair and all those things.
I did science fair my sophomore year of high school instead of writing like a 10-page paper that was the other option. I did science fair.
You did science fair.
That's not even a thing anymore, is it?
I don't know.
My kids have never had to do science fair, I guess.
I did it our sophomore
year,
though.
You didn't do science fair?
No, I don't think so.
Plants growing under different
lights. Yes, and then we did one covered with different colored plastic.
Oh.
Like, put them in pots, and would they grow differently if it's regular plastic?
It was fun. I liked it.
Did one on snoring.
What'd you learn?
Does it
do you snore? Are you a snorer?
No, but, like, my mom snores like a freight train.
Oh.
So it's like,
how do you know if you... Has anybody told you about your snoring? You
no.
might snore.
I talk. I sleep...
What do you say?
I will talk myself awake. Like, it's
really?
Yes, it's
bad. Are you having trouble sleeping?
I usually do. This has made it worse, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, what are you worried about?
I worry about my family's daycare. I will go all the way down the line and worry about who could have a job, who's paying rent, who's going to lose it. Like, my one thought leads to the next. I'm just not. I worry about everything.
I was up watching Gossip Girl till till at least 2 a.m.
What is Gossip Girl?
What?
I don't watch Gossip Girl, but...
Oh, Gossip Girl's a good show. Good stream.
I don't.
Now, just for the advertisement of it, the new podcast is already up. Although, I don't know why I do these things, because you don't advertise
them. Why am I? You didn't put it up either. Like, here's the thing. You sent it, and you're like, just advertise it. Like, why don't you?
Because it's your... That's your podcast.
Why is this my podcast?
Because that's the one where you did your little... colorful vernacular.
You do this every single time. Oh, are you nervous about the bad words, Scott?
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying I think you are, because that's why you have not put it up, because the one that came before that you had immediately up that day.
We've been busy. And Facebook, you don't always see every post.
What is it?
I miss things all the time.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I mean, people who know me are not going to be shocked by the words that come out of my mouth on that podcast.
No, I'm waiting to see how, because you usually do a nice little introduction that this is what it's about, yes. And this is where, I want to see the introduction on this one. Because you cannot leave that out, that is in there, because people have to listen for that particular thing.
You think that people are going to be shocked by the word that I said?
No, I don't think the word is shocking. I think that, I don't know, maybe the word is shocking in a podcast. I don't know. Maybe it is.
No, it's
there
not.
Are some
there
much
are
worse
so
podcasts than ours.
That's not really a word that I hear a lot of girls saying.
I don't normally say it, but you put such an emphasis on it.
That's more of a guy word. It's a guy
word.
For
sure. I don't usually say that in my normal language.
But you did.
I did, because you were talking about it.
No, I was
listen,
not
you edited
about it.
That thing.
That's
I'm
lie.
Sure of it. You were like, let me sing this song. He set us up for it.
Did he?
You.
I don't know. The word, guys shouldn't use that word either.
No. It's not a word I ever say in real life.
Okay.
I use a lot of words, but that's not one of them.
So, but that, what happened that night?
I don't know. Drinks and your song happened that night.
But I didn't
raspberry
sing the song
vodka.
That
night. Raspberry vodka.
If you listen to that entire podcast, you will see that in the entire hour, I never bring up that song.
But
I
you
never...
were saying. He was talking about our closing.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
And that is how you tried to close the previous podcast.
Yeah, that is how I closed the but I don't know why you thought that song was about what you said, because there are different... I can say that word. Titsworth Dorm.
See, but you say it with such an emphasis.
But it's a dorm. It's a dorm at Sarah Lawrence College in Boston. So that's okay.
But that's not a closing song yet. You had to sing that song without that word with an emphasis
because
on it.
Because I asked you if you were in a sorority.
Which, no, that didn't have anything to do with it, though. You needed
that's
a
what
closing
it had to do with
song.
Me.
Oh, okay.
But you thought that that song was about what you said?
No, I knew it was about the dorm, but that's...
Oh, man.
Can we just go on?
See, that bugs you.
No, it doesn't bug me, because you're just going to keep bantering with
you
me.
You just went off the beam that day. It was good, though.
Off the beam?
Off the beam. You went off the beam that day.
Oh,
I enjoyed
that
it, though. I enjoyed you being off the beam that day. It was a good episode.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was a funny episode.
It was one of the... Oh, and Mary Ellen was in yesterday, and we patched up all our problems.
You did? You talk about yelling at her?
We certainly did.
Excellent.
And Mary Ellen said, I never thought that you yelled at me, and everything's fine. And Mary Ellen and I think, are going to get in a car, and we're going to come to Stewart's one day.
Yay.
Yeah. So
she's too sweet to
you
say
can
anything.
Eat there in your car. People ask me that. I'm like, yeah, you can sit and eat in your car. I saw people in Wendy's parking lot sitting eating in their car.
We were here 3 hours today, yesterday with her, and we had no election. So it was just her and I talking for 3 hours.
That's fun.
So it was a thing.
Yeah. What do you think the press conference, do you think anything's going to get closed today?
Every day we wait on daycare.
Yesterday he didn't close anything.
That's why I was a little nervous yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, why aren't they closing anything? So are they just going to hit us?
Elective surgeries. Yesterday was like elective surgeries.
Well, I do hear in New York that Mayor de Blasio...
He was warning people.
48 hours that there might be a self-quarantine.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if that will happen here.
Well, you know, I see all these numbers. That's probably why I was up last night. And the one... Something somebody posted with these numbers and the percentage and take by half. Did you see that
It's alarming. The whole thing is alarming.
And then the number of ventilators and...
Oh, see,
I was starting to get stressed.
That's too much. That's where the news goes too far. See, I'm on the fence on this. I think you need to be precautious. I think you don't want to get sick. But if you get sick, go to the doctor. At this point, we're not at that point.
But they're not telling you that. They're telling you, if you get sick, stay home.
No, they're telling
you
that we don't have enough ventilators. They're telling you the hospitals aren't ready.
But if you go to the doctor, do they
stop telling people that.
But if you go to the doctor, do they have tests?
No.
So
the doctors can order the test.
They can if you need it, but we have so few that they're only offering it, like, if you are super sick.
So, right.
If you just go in and
have,
like, a
fever,
isn't that when we want you to have it?
Right.
But there's no need to go to the doctor. If you just, like, get the sniffles and a sore throat and you're feeling like you have a cough, they don't even want to see you.
Let's talk about people with allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I've heard that too. I've heard allergies. I've heard people with asthma. I've heard people with all this. And yes, be precautious. Why wouldn't you be precautious?
No, I mean, I have allergies all the time. I'm stuffy. Mm-hmm. And so you're sitting there going, well, I'm stuffy. And then when you sneeze in front of somebody, you're like, oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I think at some point we're just going to have to take a deep breath about this whole thing.
Because it is the time of year for spring allergies.
It is. But, again, as I was saying this morning, 80,000 people had this in China. 65,000 have already recovered and went back to work.
Well, and relative to China, how many people live in China? Like, what is their population?
I feel like a lot, right?
Well, they're overpopulated. 80,000 isn't. Like,
no,
lot,
and I don't think
compared to how many people live there.
But why aren't we saying that here? What are we at, 57 in Ohio?
Because
how many people live in Ohio?
60 some, and there's like 107 people that's died from it, I think.
100 people
in the United States have died from this.
Do you know how many people have died since this whole thing started, from drunk driving?
Well, I think the whole point
texting
in this virus is we're trying to take a note from the two what they did
texting
wrong.
This is
and
just
driving.
Like the view. Nobody can understand a word anybody's saying. We're all talking at the same time.
Texting and driving is a choice you make, though. This, if you get this, you're not choosing to get it.
This
it's out of your control.
I don't know. If you're getting it now, I think it's a choice. We've told everybody, don't go near anybody.
No.
It's a viral disease.
But
it's
we would have been exposed like 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. We wouldn't even have known.
Well, I think you would start to show symptoms by now.
But if you're showing symptoms, you got it a while ago before this all started.
That's why they're having trouble. And the whole thing, I think we're being proactive in all of this. Do I think it's a little much? Maybe, but maybe not, because we're trying to take the lead from these countries that did get quarantined.
And if they want to pay all my bills,
right.
I will gladly close.
That's what people better worry about is the money.
100%.
The money is going to be the issue here. More people are going to be in financial trouble than sick.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's going to be what people need to watch out for. But luckily, apparently the government's just going to send money,
$1,000 is going to get me nowhere.
That's what Mitt Romney said. Mitt Romney said $1,000. The president said he wanted to go up to $4,500, depending on what your financial situation is. Bernie Sanders said he felt every family should get $2,000 a month until the quarantine is lifted. I don't know what the money's going to be. But they're not going to let people go into poverty over this, because the stock market will crash, and they certainly don't want that.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just going to be like the stimulus package that came out during 9/11. They sent people money at 9/11 because the stock market was in such dire straits, and they said, go out and spend money. The problem here is, I don't know where you go to spend money besides the grocery store.
Well, if everything's closed, you can't go spend money, and there's nothing to buy at the grocery store.
Well, all these retailers are still doing online. I mean, I'm getting emails from any retailer I've ever shopped for ever. All these emails. Buying online, shipping, pick up at store.
There
if you can't do it.
No spaghetti sauce at the store. No spaghetti
sauce. But
I actually have
spaghetti
sauce.
Do you need some?
No.
Trucks will come in.
It will happen. I saw a post, though, yesterday on Facebook. It said that a truck wasn't coming in to Kroger last night. And to please be kind, because we would not be stocked up today.
It did say that. They were getting nothing last night.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible. I don't know what's going on. People have got, and this is it, calm down. Mm-hmm. Go in and buy what you would normally buy.
I agree.
Relax. It's going to be okay.
Well, my son, he eats at least 3 to 4 eggs a day. And he was like, there are no eggs. And we had probably a couple left. And I thought, oh, boy.
I have a thing of pretzels that I haven't eaten yet.
I am a proud owner.
Saved you on that.
15 dozen eggs now. So we have eggs.
I'll have to eat a pretzel a day or something.
I wasn't going to let you starve, Scott.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
You're welcome.
But I don't think we should. I think the problem is we're talking about it too much, and we're saying, I heard, I saw, this is bad. We just need to say, what is going on? What's the deal here? And it is going to come to Marion. There's no doubt about it. And
they say it's here.
Well, yeah, but no. See, there you go.
I'm just saying, like, they do. It's in like the the newspaper. They put articles online. It's here. We just haven't tested for it.
Right, but you know, that's the point. But people freak out over this, and that's what leads to the grocery stores being mobbed. We got to stop. Well, just stop.
You know who's not? A lot of my customers are the older customers. They're still coming out.
Well, they probably think I'm close to the end anyway. Right. Who cares? Let's
and that's what my mother is 68, and she said they don't care. They if people, she said, especially people that are probably 80 and older.
They
just
lived
like,
during World War II. They don't care.
Right. She that's said they're true. Just like whatever. I'll take my chances.
Well, that's the attitude I have. I have not altered my life in any way because of this at this point.
No, I haven't either.
I still have to go to work and still go in the store as the only thing. Carryout cups. It's impacting a lot of things for myself because we are carry out for the most part. So there were no lids yesterday. I was like,
Go ahead, caller.
Well, here's just an idea. But wouldn't it make sense, talking about World War II, to, if this goes on, start doing ration stamps? I mentioned that earlier when I was on the bus, and this guy goes, "What the H of ration stamps?" And I thought, oh, Lord. But wouldn't that make sense?
Well, it's interesting. I think that's what grocery stores are trying to do by saying you can only buy so much of this, you can only buy so much of that by the with the
yeah,
items.
Yeah, but if you know, like I know, like I got four kids. Okay, for limits two, you just go get the whole crew and everybody gets two, and then you're still hoarding. Like if they had ration stamps, that would be a more stringent way of regulating it.
Well, it might get there, or maybe we can just get more deliveries. I don't know. I think we're not even a week into this yet. Tomorrow's a week, so
yeah,
it's.
Let's don't go borrowing trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, thanks for the... That's a good opinion. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's what it is, but I think we all have to calm down. We all have to just relax and say this is what it's going to be, maybe until August at this point.
I hope not.
I don't know. That's what they say.
I have a summer business. I don't want to be open in November. It's cold.
Well, that's... And this is going to be... So, right now, the business has not been affected.
No. I mean, and right now, this is our busy season. So, gosh, I hope we don't get shut down because I don't want to be open in November because those bills don't stop when we close down for the season.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you were talking about workouts and stuff at gyms.
Uh-huh.
I had a membership at the YMCA, and you know where the first thing I went to? I bypassed the workout station. I went straight to the hot tub.
There you go. The way to
yes,
do it.
Sir. And another thing there, you're right about that. It's all about eye candy there, I can tell you.
Oh, at the gym? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The women just go gaga over these meathead guys there, isn't it?
I think you're right. It's a valid opinion. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Well, it's glad to know people are in the majority. You act like that's not true. Listen.
I can only speak from experience. That is not why I go to the gym, nor would I go there to pick someone up when I'm like going there to get sweaty.
Go. I'm just saying.
But you're telling two people that we both go to gyms and we're like,
I have been at the Y many times, like every single day practically. A few years ago, and I can tell you, I did not see females staring at the meathead guys
there. Listen, I've seen Facebook posts from the gym where people are with other people at the gym who it's not their sister, let's put it that way. And I've also seen these posts that people take in the gym. Well, hey, I'm at the gym. And they're flexing in the bathroom mirror at the gym? I mean, what is this?
Well, people just take selfies to prove they were there.
It's what's important to them.
Sure.
Right. Why do we have to know you're there? You don't take a selfie when you're at the grocery store.
Have you ever seen anything that I post that I'm at the gym? Never once.
I'm not saying you in general. I'm just saying we have to talk about the reality of what's going on at the gym.
I mean, if it's your business, I understand you making posts about the gym. Yeah, I mean, you have to get it out there. I know, like, the smaller business owners, they like post their workouts once in a while. I mean, you have to.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know. I just think it's a silly phenomenon that people go to the gym and they will say they meet their significant other at the gym. It's strange to me that would even happen because you didn't used to say I went to the Y and I met somebody, but they do now. A lot of people start dating their instructors.
But the fitness industry is a whole new animal compared to what it used to be.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely. Girls did not used Oh, I mean, I lifted in high school, but not as extensively as they do now.
Here's the problem. People don't go for health. If people were going for health reasons, you wouldn't have a cesspool of dating. But the problem is...
This is your opinion in a cesspool of dating.
No. But here's why they're going. They're going to look better. And most people look better for two reasons. Number one, self-esteem. And number two is to get somebody. So that's...
You don't think that people just go to feel better. You just go to the gym because you feel... Truly just make you feel better.
Mental.
No, physical.
I don't think the majority of people are going there for that reason.
I am. I can tell you.
It's mental
and
physical, but you just feel better.
My job, I have to lift heavy things sometimes. And when I started working out more consistently lifting, I could definitely lift things easier, not dying.
Yeah, but people will change the way they dress after they go to the gym. People will change the way that they'll start posting pictures. I mean, this is a mental thing about looks. It's just about looks. Your personality doesn't change from going to the gym. Your attitude doesn't change from going to the gym. It's all about the physical, unless you are going there for maybe a heart condition or something. But if it's not that, it's all about the physical. In some way, it comes back to the physical, and I think that's kind of weird in a way. Because you could do it at home, and most people do it at home. What are you going to the gym
for? You cannot lift at home.
Oh, get a cinder block and just lift it up and down.
It's just discipline for me. Like, I can do sit-ups and push-ups at home, but it's just a matter of, if I have somebody go and do it.
Or in squats and bench press and...
Have you ever been in a fight? Somebody asked that earlier on.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I would never fight anyone. Are you serious?
Well, you threaten me with fights all the time.
I've never been in a fight either.
I just have a mouth. I could never fight someone. I would
cry. You can never swing at somebody?
Never. Why? No.
Well, some people do. Some people are very hot-headed.
Those people...
People were fighting over toilet paper in the parking lot the other day.
Here's the thing. They can have their toilet paper, and people that want to start a fight with you, they don't deserve my time.
Go ahead, caller.
My husband goes to the gym to stay in shape to referee.
To me, that's one of those good reasons.
He has to pass tests through in the spring in order to get licensed. So that's why he goes.
Yeah. But do you see the people there who are like the younger people who have no significant other who clearly are there to try to pick up somebody?
I really don't know because I don't know.
When the gyms open back up, just walk in sometime and you'll see these people all over the place.
Okay, I'll do that.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have you ever had a gym membership?
Yes. Yes.
For how long?
Long enough to know that I was not enjoying the thing.
How many times did you go?
A few, because I don't mind the workout at all. The workout's fine.
So maybe the three times you just happened to go and had a bad experience.
I'll tell you, the problem was I walked in, and being a guy, maybe it's different from a guy's perspective. Like the caller said, from a female's perspective. Mm-hmm. I went in, and I went with friends. And I noticed that because the girls do dress differently when they go to the gym, even though they might have hats on, even though they're not wearing big shirts.
I do. But, I wear a t-shirt and big pants.
Oh, but come on. What are they really wearing at the gym?
I don't know. I don't wear leggings.
But you know what they're wearing.
That's them, though. They probably wear leggings outside of the gym. I don't.
They're wearing the tight-fitting clothes.
I wear leggings to the gym. I mean, I do wear leggings, but I usually... I go to Planet Fitness, and it's so cold. I have on a hoodie.
Whoa!
Yes.
Oh, no. We're to that point now.
Distancing.
I have a hoodie on. It's always cold.
I'm going to need a respirator just for that. Getting sprayed with the disinfectant.
This place needs disinfectant.
Will you stop?
And a hat.
Mary Ellen and I sat here for 3 hours yesterday, and we were perfectly fine.
I hope she's okay today. I hope she's okay in 2 weeks.
She's up jumping around today. She's fine.
People at the gym, they work. I mean, I'm sorry, you don't get that to look like that without putting in the work, though. You put a lot of work in, so...
But why are you doing it?
Exactly.
You want to show it off. There you go.
You do.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not condemning those people. I'm just saying that's why I have no interest in the gym. It doesn't make me feel better, and I don't need to go there to get a date, so forget it.
I
crush people's lives on my own without going to the gym.
Just because somebody's wearing tight clothes doesn't mean they wouldn't get a date. Maybe they like tight clothes.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't think
that's like saying someone that wears baggy clothes doesn't want a date.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. All I know is that if people dress different, and went to the gym. How many people have you known who met at the gym? More than you.
I don't know. I can tell you that I went to the gym religiously while I was single, and never once did I go there dressed because I needed to meet
someone.
Did you
ever get hit on, though?
No.
Never did?
I don't think so, no. Okay. I just go and do my thing. Seriously, if I was trying to pick someone up, I would not go to the gym and, like, sweat and wear baggy clothes and whatever.
I don't know what's wrong with this. I don't know why it's like a black eye. I'm just saying that it's
not. You just are insistent that it's a cesspool of dating.
It is a cesspool of dating.
And that's why everyone goes to the gym. And I'm just telling you, it's not why everyone goes to the gym.
No, I did not say everyone.
I think you generalized.
Some people go. No. Yeah. Some people go for health concerns. Some people go because they have health conditions and their doctors have ordered it. Like the caller said, some people go because it's for their job and they have to stay at a certain area. But if you're going just to go, that's to me where it's just.
You're telling me that I'm not going. It doesn't make me feel better. I said I go because it makes me go. No.
It might make. Does it make you feel better? I think it makes you feel better mentally. It doesn't make you better. Feel better physically.
Of course it does.
Do you? It's just like football.
It does.
Football, basketball, and all that. They play the game. They do all these workouts. They lift all these weights, and then at the end, in 35 years old, they're all in wheelchairs because they've done all this sort of thing. Well, this is a good example. You guys have been to the gym, and you're talking about your knees and your back, and I don't go, and I'm perfectly fine.
That's because we're moms, and we lift stuff, and we're busy all the time doing
things. What am I doing? Laying on the couch for the rest, like the last
30
years?
I mean, how do I know? I don't know what you do when you leave here.
Go home and change the oil in the car and clean the bathrooms and do that sort of thing.
Well, that's like a once in a coronavirus thing for you.
Once in a coronavirus moment.
But since you don't work out, your body might be able to feel better, and you just don't know it.
Or maybe you lay around and get all the rest you need so your body's fine. Right. We don't get all the rest we need for sure.
I think if I went to the gym, I'd be more exhausted.
No, you actually sleep better.
You sleep better and you have more energy. It gets your endorphins. You're happier.
You know what? When I go out and run or walk, depending on what the weather is, I do feel better after that.
Right.
Right. But that's it. That's where it's, you know, starts and stops, because if I know if I add more into that, it's going to be, I don't want to do it. I got to go there today. No, don't want to do that.
No, God, that works for you.
Well, I'm glad you stopped in.
Mm-hmm.
We got everybody's mind off the coronavirus for the moment.
Yep.
And the point is that the restaurants, your restaurant at least, is doing okay.
Yep.
We hope the other ones are doing okay. Daycare is still open at this point.
We are.
But we don't know.
I know. Every day we anticipate 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
We'll find out. Actually on time yesterday.
The interesting thing is all my high school kids, they're like crowded around it too.
Yeah.
They're interested.
Well, because it's become a thing now.
I just got word, Scott, that Honda is shutting down.
I heard that this morning.
Did you hear this?
I heard that this morning.
That's crazy to me.
We'll see where it goes.
But they're offering full pay, so that's major.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll still be here.
Yeah.
I'll be here for the next 2 hours, because Charlie is not in today. He's a little under the weather. Not that kind of under the weather, but he's under the weather for another reason. I'll tell you more about that at the start of his show today, but I'll be on probably with Glenn for another 2 hours. So don't go anywhere. Phone lines will be open. Stay tuned. Ed.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest more on our website at 43302.com.
Hi, Ted Williams here, the man with